This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're joined now by Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. Are you in Beaufort today or are you in New York?
I am in Beaufort, recently back from South Carolina.
Myrtle Beach. How long a drive is that for you?
About 3.5 hours. Depends on, you know, how many stops you make on the way.
Right. How many stops did you make?
I don't know if I can say that without having to brief you first.
Okay, that's fine. Let's not go.
But the people of Myrtle Beach were lovely. It was Halloween weekend. We did some arcade games even. And we were at the gun show.
Right.
So we had 2 days worth of about 6,000 people signing activism letters to oppose 2 bills presently before Congress that would seek to terminate your Second Amendment rights if you are under investigation as a domestic terrorist. So not charged, not convicted, just under investigation and with no notice in advance to you.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I just love people who use the Second Amendment to scissor out the due process clause. It's not enough that they want to trample the Second Amendment. They want to take away other rights as well.
Yeah, they do. So, back to what has been your wheelhouse of late. You seem to be the specialist in this. How are things looking on the January the 6th front?
This week's rabbit hole, which I think is a little bit how my life has become, was not a happy one, not a good one. I'm just going to warn the listeners in advance that it really takes you down a rabbit hole. But I think that it's, in some respects, the pinnacle of where this whole thing has been going. So imagine, if you will, that for the last 10 months, the United States Department of Justice, with its 9,500 attorneys, has been charging now more than 685 people, and about 100 of them have already settled, and about 37 of them are still in jail. And it appears, based on my research, that none of the attorneys thought about one of the more obvious things that I hadn't thought of either, which is, so who actually did have permits for First Amendment assembly and speech events on January 6th? That's the rabbit hole I went down. We know the president spoke. So first order of business was he speaking at a, I'm going to call it a legal venue, meaning did it get advance permission? Yes. National Park Service with Amy Kramer and her group, permitting hundreds of pages worth of details, fabulously complicated stage. They even had to submit photographs of the top and bottom sides of pads put down on the blades of grass to protect our national parks. Okay. Assembly the day before, also lawful. Another group, day of, lawful. That's all National Park Service. I then looked at Department of Homeland Security, which itself has issued a briefing that's available, that's now freely available. And Department of Homeland Security was looking at various groups saying, we've got 19 non-permitted events showing up on social media that are concerning to us, including groups like the New Jersey Patriots. I'm originally from Bergen County. We thought Bergen County was actually going to tip the gubernatorial a couple days ago. So you know how radical they can be. New Jersey Patriots was on that security memo from DHS, among other groups. Then there's the United States Secret Service Protective Intelligence Brief about the March for Trump. March for Trump. Notice that that's the heading, March for Trump. Dated January 4. And it actually looks at 47 other events. And it then gives a rundown of six counter protest groups that they've already got intelligence on, including Black Lives Matter and so forth, with the exact things that those groups are planning to do to counter protest. All of that on some level, because that adds up to about 80 different events right there going on in the Capitol that they knew about going into January 6th. All of that somehow, you know, you can plus or minus the intelligence assessment there.
Right.
Should they have had more LEO on the streets, just basis, these three evolving memos going on between about December 20 and January 4th. Then I hit an exhibit in a case of one of the defendants of January 6th, and it was the permit issued by the United States Capitol Police for five different groups to have events on January 6th on the Capitol grounds. And those permits were signed off on by Chief Stephen Sund, who testified to Congress, and the woman who became the acting chief after Sund resigned, Yogananda Pittman. Now, neither one of those testimonies, who I have studied extensively, they are detailed in my book, neither one of those two individuals ever breathed word one about handing out permits for events to take place on January 6th on U.S. Capitol grounds, but they did. So wrap your head around this question I have been groaning about for months. DOJ keeps charging people with crimes like trespass. And we keep hearing this story, and I keep saying there isn't proof, there isn't law to support their argument that the U.S. Capitol was closed to the public on January 6th. It was so not closed to the public. It was so open on January 6th, that USCP's chief and second-in-command were signing off on permits as recently as Monday, January 4th. That's the new research. I don't suppose you might be able to explain to me how any of this makes sense?
Well, no, because I'm sitting here thoroughly confused. I mean,
yes.
It's yes. Quite...
Right.
So, is all of this coming out in, is there any timeline for this to where this happens, to where this does make sense?
Well, I'll tell you what.
We're coming up on the first break. So instead of you explaining that, we'll pick that up in the next segment, instead of you explaining that. So you got a book out. Where do people find the book? Yep.
2ampatriots.com, and there are two blogs I just wrote them the last 2 days that also detail this information and name all the names, so you've got it right in front of you.
Outstanding. That's well worth a look. I've misplaced my copy, though. I got halfway through it and I misplaced my copy, so I'll be looking for that here shortly. Somebody knows where it's at around here. Talking to Paloma Capanna. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are talking to Paloma Capana, attorney at law, and I want to cover some more stuff with this. And the question I asked you before we went to break was, is there anybody trying to put this out in a timeline that makes any sense, or are they just throwing it out there and everybody's just expected to just, oh, okay, that sounds feasible?
No, I don't see anybody actually putting together, if you will, the convergent forces that caused the centrifugal spin of January 6th. I can give you an interesting example about the point I was just making on the USCP permit for events at the Capitol on January 6th. One of the defendants charged is a guy named Brandon Straka. And in the FBI accusatory document, they cover a video that he posted on January 7th. And in that video, they quote him as saying, "We went to the event in which Donald Trump spoke. The plan was always to go to the Capitol. We were going to march from that event to the Capitol, and there was going to be another rally. I was one of the speakers slated to speak at the Capitol." But the DOJ goes on to charge this young man with knowingly entering and remaining on restricted grounds without lawful authority, and two other charges. So even when the FBI is putting the words of a person that their intention was to go to the Capitol to speak at a rally they thought was going to happen and that USCP had permitted to happen, this young man has now taken a plea deal and will have a federal crime on his record for the rest of his life. How does that make any sense? In our system of justice, how does it make any sense that any one person, DOJ, top of the pinnacle, is the President of the United States? You work your way up, right? That ladder of who's in charge of what. How does it make any sense that the President of the United States or the Speaker of the House, or for that matter, the leader in the Senate, are willing to allow this kind of thing to happen? That's what I mean about people connecting the dots. Where was Straka's attorney to run down the permit months ago?
I was going to ask you, the attorneys for these people that are making these deals,
yeah,
are these being hired by the client? Are they being appointed by the court?
No. Listen, the federal public defenders are doing a great job, so no criticisms there. It's the reason why I'm always saying I'm an attorney and policy analyst. Attorneys think in such a blinded frame of reference. They look at the law, they look at the fact, they simply say, does it match? So there isn't, if you will, an investigation. There isn't this thought process of, well, this young man, what was on his mind that day? I mean, there's more in the case file that's sitting online. Right? You got this kid saying he popped out of the metro station near the Capitol, and that was the first he knew that anything was amiss at the Capitol building. Okay, the judge needed to know that. The judge needed the exhibit I took out of a completely different case with the USCP permit to say, but this is where he was headed. You can't say that was unlawful, right? You can't say it was unlawful for him to go to speak at a rally that the USCP had permitted, when the USCP is the very people who are claiming they closed the Capitol.
Right.
So where's the dismissal of those charges? Where's the dismissal of any of those charges? You've got five permits, and when you put them on a map, guess what? They surround the U.S. Capitol.
Well, here's my question.
All four sides.
Right. When you have charges brought based upon some sort of a falsehood in the, like if they're saying, well, it was off limits and these guys had a permit, mm-hmm. so okay, maybe it's off limits, but we had a permit. So when that happens, when they come to that, is that an automatic dismissal? Does other things have to happen? Do they dismiss the fact, oh, you had a permit? Well, big deal.
Definitely defense counsel could make a motion to dismiss. It also would lead me to make a motion for sanctions against the Department of Justice attorneys because I would want them held to knowing the legal status of the U.S. Capitol on the day of January 6th. That is fundamental to every single person that they have ever charged since January 6th. What was the status of that building? And how was anybody on notice where those lines were drawn by USCP? I mean, it wasn't until late June in one case that USCP finally apparently gave the FBI a magic diagram that has a red line drawn around the building, which is hilarious because in another case, in the case of Thomas Caldwell, he had said in the courtroom, I wasn't on Capitol grounds. I was at the Peace Monument. And the DOJ attorney argued that was inside Capitol grounds. Well, guess what? When the FBI finally turned into a different courtroom, a different judge, a different case, this magic map with the red line around it, Peace Monument's not inside that red line. It wasn't closed. And they can't even keep their own story straight. And the DOJ is prosecuting in a completely unethical manner.
Right.
Now, if any of our listeners are driving while they're listening to this, just pull over slowly.
Before they pull over, we're going to break. We're going to break. If you want to increase the blood pressure when we get back, we can do that in about 5 minutes. Tell everybody where to find the book.
2ampatriot.com.
Talking to Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The Mech Tech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats are once again running into roadblocks trying to pass two big budget agenda items. The House was planning to vote on Friday on the bipartisan infrastructure bill and a more partisan social spending measure. Instead, the day has been defined by delays and even more negotiations. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise, appearing on Fox News, says the country can't afford more spending with prices already on the rise.
We don't need more inflation, $4 trillion in taxes and spending, let alone all the taxes on things like natural gas. You see these payments to illegals, $450,000.
Jurors are being selected to hear a case against an associate of the late Jeffrey Epstein. Jury selection has started in the Ghislaine Maxwell sex trafficking trial. Maxwell is charged with recruiting and grooming underage girls for Epstein. USA Radio News. The nation remembers Colin Powell. Powell was eulogized during a memorial service at the Washington National Cathedral.
The example of Colin Powell does not call on us to emulate his resume, which is too formidable for mere mortals. It is to emulate his character and his example as a human being.
Colin Powell's son, Michael, delivering the eulogy. COVID recently claimed Powell's life at the age of 84. Chicago Public Schools are canceling classes next Friday for Vaccination Awareness Day. Officials hope students will use the day off on November 12th to get the COVID-19 vaccine. The cancellation comes after the CDC approved the vaccine for children ages 5 to 11 years old. Vice President Kamala Harris hosting the Biden administration's first meeting of its National Space Council on Friday. Harris will be at the Goddard Space Flight Center just outside of Washington, D.C. That's where she's set to announce a Space Council meeting for December 1st. USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Paloma Capana, did you have something to spike the blood pressure, something that you wanted to bring up before we went to break?
No, I was actually going to try to help bring it down just a little bit.
Well, let's talk about, was it about the Supreme Court case?
Yes.
Let's talk about the Supreme Court case.
Sure. So on November 3rd, the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association brought suit against the New York State Police, and we were in front of the United States Supreme Court. Absolutely fabulous to be there. About 80 cases a year total out of the couple hundred thousand plus that enter the federal system each year actually get that far. And the case involves New York Sullivan Law from 1911. Which is essentially the regime that New Yorkers live under when they try to get a concealed carry permit. It was a lively bench. Justice Thomas spoke more than I think I've ever heard him speak in any case. He was, in fact, the first question for each of the three attorneys who made arguments. Justice Breyer was the tricky guy. Right? He wanted to get in those sound bites. He wanted to say, guns are dangerous. And he was just that plain and just that straightforward. And initially I thought, well, this is not good. But as the arguments went along, I started to think, all right, Justice Breyer is essentially throwing a baseball. Hit it. show him where those kinds of overstatements don't actually reflect the facts. But here's what was missing. There's always a but with me. It's terrible. I analyze everything. What was missing was I heard all nine judges want a regular, everyday attorney who actually represents people getting their licenses to answer questions for them. I mean, Justice Breyer at one point literally said, you know, that he is surrounded by more briefs, more amicus briefs, than probably any known case in U.S. history, and it's all contradictory. Lawyers are making arguments that directly conflict with each other. And so what they couldn't seem to get from the three lawyers in front of them was, how does this really work? You know, if you're somebody in upstate New York in a rural area and you're applying for a permit and it gets denied, how does that appellate process work? Are the appellate judges any more sympathetic to the Second Amendment than your licensing officer might have been at your local county clerk's office? So the record was missing, I think, something crucial, which is that in New York, I think the judges got it. It's very, very difficult to get concealed carry permits. But I think the record is left with a misconception that if you don't get it, you can easily appeal. And that's not true, because what any practicing attorney in upstate New York would tell you is the same thing I'm about to tell you, because I was one of those practicing attorneys with permit issues. You're never going to win an appeal. I mean, there is almost no precedent for the appellate divisions overturning the licensing officer. The level of deference is astronomical. So I had done a study in the 4th Department Appellate Division. So Western New York includes, you know, sort of west of Rochester through to Buffalo. Out of 40 different permits that were denied that went up on appeal, which wasn't that many compared to how many counties and how many applications had been made, one was remanded for further proceedings in a 15-year period.
Wow. Not very good.
No, and so I was wishing that just that simple point to get across, that it really is that difficult. Also, the attorneys didn't make the argument, it's expensive, right? For those of us who are sort of in the system and we file things, I, for example, at a certain point in my career, stopped charging people my hourly rate because nobody can afford the work I do. I put a lot of hours into my cases. So I do this little, okay, I'm about to do $30,000 to $40,000 worth of appellate work. I'm going to charge you $1,500 because I'm selecting that case to try to set a precedent for the Second Amendment. It's essentially a new field of law. Every case matters. But I'm just this complete anomaly in terms of attorneys and, you know, how this works. They charge an hourly rate. And so I think that point, too, would have been helpful, especially to someone like Justice Sotomayor, who her leading concern generally is access to justice. So I would like to have heard the argument that if it's going to cost you $200 for your permit application, but then potentially upwards of $15,000 to do that application, to go in front of a licensing officer, to buy the transcript, which is like $3.50 a page from your stenographer, then your appellate fees, your appellate binding, the hours the attorney puts in on the appeal, it effectively nixes the Second Amendment right at the licensing officer. But I think we're going to see a positive outcome anyway. I do. I'm willing to put a couple chips on the table that this Supreme Court, with this current configuration, even with Justice Breyer, of nine justices, got the big point, which was New York's regime kills the Second Amendment right out of the gate.
Yep.
It's too broad. It's too difficult. It essentially means the Second Amendment doesn't exist in the state of New York for concealed carry purposes.
Now, is that when you say that, are you saying it for the state or for the city? Because I know the city's a little...
No, this statewide. Statewide. You know, that's where being a practicing attorney as opposed to being... the attorneys were great. I'm not being critical of them. It's just that, you know, they're, like, not from New York and not doing licensing. And, you know, obviously the attorney for the state of New York is not representing people trying to get a license. So, yes, I mean, statewide, it's very difficult. They completely overlook the fact that there are major metropolitan areas of more than 1 million people, Rochester, Syracuse, Buffalo, and then you've got Ithaca, which is home of the left, right, in terms of the state of New York.
Right.
So there was kind of a funny minute where one of the justices was saying, well, you know, I would think it would be the inverse, that more permits should be granted in high-density, high-crime areas, because that's where crime is more statistically likely to be committed. I don't expect there's too many statistics, and the judge said this, of people getting mugged in the woods. But that was the tenor of their whole conversation, that everything west of the boundaries of the five boroughs of New York City was essentially bear country.
Bear country. So, hang on for me. We're coming up on the break. Bear country. Talking to Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. Got a big question for her. I didn't get to ask this earlier to Alan Gottlieb either, but I'm going to ask her because maybe she knows. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD.
Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're talking to Paloma Capanna, and I got a question for you. I had Alan Gottlieb talking on the show earlier, talking about this,
great
and
guy.
I never got to ask him this question. So, if we got everything we wanted out of this Supreme Court decision, what would that look like in these states like New Jersey, like New York, like California, like Hawaii, all of these may issue states where, you know, they've always had control over it. And, I mean, I don't know how much the writing, I mean, you saw what happened to Steve Sweeney in New Jersey, yeah?
No.
Steve Sweeney, the president of the Senate of New Jersey?
Oh, losing, yes.
Losing, yeah.
Sorry, yes. Absolutely.
Losing to a truck driver that spent $5,100 on his campaign.
Yes, absolutely.
Do you think they take anything away from that?
I'm like, I'm ready to move back to New Jersey for the first time since I was 17. Sorry?
do you think the politicians there will take anything away from that?
Okay. Here's the two-part answer to that. Because that's the same question I've been mulling over. Number one, we're not going to get everything. It just doesn't quite work that way. Not with the Second Amendment, but in terms of the United States Supreme Court, historically,
right,
radical decisions are so rare that I could probably list them. And this isn't one of those situations where I think you're going to see a radical free-for-all of, here, go do whatever you want to do, make it a shall issue in all 50 states. Don't think that we're going to see that. The question is going to be how much discretion gets left to the state. And those were Sotomayor's questions. Hers were the only ones that surprised me. Sotomayor typically is my go-to for federal constitutional rights apply to all the states. And she tends to be very strong on that because she stands up for the little guy. She's huge on right to counsel. She's huge on the quality of the attorney getting assigned to a person who can't afford an attorney. So there's a very deep well within her that she draws from when she goes down the path of federalism. And she was asking the question, well, doesn't that take away from the states? So my concern in listening to her on the Second Amendment is that she may give them or want to give them a little more leeway than like a Justice Kavanaugh, who I think is not a man of nuance. Kavanaugh might be willing to say, yeah, let's just broad brush this and we'll let there be fallout. So let's pretend for a minute Kavanaugh authors the decision and he's like, yeah, baby, shall issue. I don't like that outcome. I'm hoping that's not the outcome because it will turn the Second Amendment into abortion. We will then see states and cities pass completely radical, bizarre, further than they are now, just to get back to the Supreme Court to change a ruling. And that is expensive. And that is time consuming. And that is where people end up getting arrested. Ordinary men and women, just because, like, how complicated is this weird new law that, you know, Saratoga Springs just passed? They're a favorite of the Brady group. So I don't want that outcome. Or we really, and I don't know how familiar, you know, Second Amendment folks are of the, what I call the vicious cycle within abortion, anti-abortion rulings. But just look at what's going on right now in Texas and ask yourself, is that the space that we want to be thrust into trying to discuss with just normal, ordinary people at the grocery store what it means to be in favor of concealed carry and why? Yeah, I know. It's not quite the spin that you were...
No, it has nothing to do with what I was seeking. It has nothing to do with what I was seeking because the thing with these states is I fully believe, unfortunately, these states get the government they deserve. I mean, they're the ones that keep electing these guys to the office. I mean,
right. So reelected Cuomo 3 times.
Yeah. So, you know, that part of it, but the thing that has always bugged me though is that I can. Drive. If I drive, I have to have a veritable checklist of the states I'm going through to make sure I don't run afoul of some law that's out there. You know, it's like being in East Germany back in the day when there was an East Germany.
But we can solve that legislatively. Congress already has one version of that bill, and that's 50-state reciprocity.
Right.
Turns your permit into your driver's license.
Right.
It essentially means that New Jersey respects a state like North Carolina is not unintelligent in its review of the FBI background check and its search of the database for prior criminal activity that would not only render you ineligible for a concealed carry permit, it might render you ineligible for a firearm at all. So, you know, where... I'd love to see this go. It's like John Katko, Congressman John Katko from New York, his 50-state reciprocity bill. That would help the interstate travelers in our super busy country to get educated on the law. And I find gun owners are way above average in terms of their knowledge of different states' laws. That's why there were no arrests for firearms at the Capitol on January 6th. The number of pieces I've seen in lawsuits filed by the DOJ where people were saying to each other, you know, D.C. is no guns. Leave them at home. Leave them at, you know, that everybody knows where you have your hot spot. But it would facilitate interstate commerce also. So manufacturers like Remington, one of the backbone companies of America and the U.S. military, okay, so that they can be traveling through the state of New York to the state of Maine to the state of Michigan.
Right.
Without having to be concerned, is the cargo an assault weapon by New York State legal definition, and what do I have to do to be able to do transport through New York, and how much cost is that going to add to the per piece? So 50-state reciprocity is where it's at. Eliminating the last 7 states that give concealed carry permit applicants this level of hardship should be struck by SCOTUS with any luck, fingers crossed. And if you could get that combination, we would actually be functional and respected along with every other civil right in the Constitution.
Right.
Imagine that. We'd have a seat at the table along with free speech.
Well, that would be certainly cool. So it would be very cool. So I will be touching base with you as you need to let me know as all of these things continue to unfold, and we will, of course, be reaching out to you to come and enlighten us yet once again on the stuff that you have discovered. Tell everybody how to find the book.
2ampatriot.com. Bill, always a pleasure. Listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. You can't get this stuff anywhere else.
Probably not.
Nope.
Very good. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. Coming up next, hour number 3, we're going to be joined by Dean Weingarten again because I like hanging out with Dean Weingarten. He tells the best stories. He's the biggest writer at Ammo Land. Well worth our time, I think. Hour number 3, inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible with a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation. CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNA Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.